Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour on the ever-loving EJV program. Those of you who have discovered this program has infinite possibilities, change a lot of people's minds. Not that that's our job, but sometimes people listen. Victoria will tell you that she's changed a lot of her points of view since having been around me. Not necessarily in one area, but I think that there are... Haven't you? A lot of people tell me that. I remember McFadden used to tell me that all the time. When he was here, I've changed her. Not, I don't know whether it's for the better or not. I guess that remains to be seen. A lot of people get close to changing their ideas, and then they don't feel like they can quite get, they don't dare, they're not bold enough. I think that we all need to live without judgment, frankly. There's way too much judgment in the world, and there's not a lot of reason for it. And so I find
you
that
you throw out your fair share.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
I didn't say I was perfect. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today? I have three young ladies who are with me on this program every day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And here we go, the oldest of the young ladies.
I just broke a nail. Jennifer, this show is hard work. I just broke a nail.
Did you really? I'm sorry about that.
Dang it. All right,
so it's Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving. What do we have to do Thanksgiving? You got a poll?
Yes. Okay. So I think it was about a week ago, Victoria, you had talked.
Somebody asked me yesterday how I would describe the three of you, and I used the word trifecta. Do you think that's okay?
Yeah, we're a power throuple.
Yeah.
Thank you, Katie Hill.
All right. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, yes.
So I think it was a week ago when Victoria did this story about the popular side dish items that go along with Thanksgiving, and it depends on what area of the country that you're in that kind of determines the popularity. Well, now there's a new survey out that says 1 in 4 Americans are tired of traditional Thanksgiving food. Come on. New survey reveals that 43% of respondents are open to celebrating a, quote, alternative Thanksgiving this year. Now, of course, we all know the tradition, right? We've got the turkey, we've got the stuffing, the cranberry sauce. But apparently these foods, according to Americans, are being served out of habit and tradition more than actually what people like or what tastes good. There's a survey of 2,000 Americans revealed more than a quarter have grown tired of the usual Thanksgiving fare and would like to see some new cuisine on the menu. 45% of the survey's respondents said that they've already spiced up Thanksgiving by cooking non-traditional food for the big meal or plan to do so in the future. And 43% say they'd be open to an alternative Thanksgiving. This was a survey done by the fast food restaurant Hardee's, who probably said, hey, why don't you come to our restaurant? Burgers for everybody. Mm-hmm. And they found that the number one way Americans are changing things up is by serving a main dish aside from turkey. 64% said they would be skipping the bird on Thanksgiving. 30% said they've already stopped serving it each year. So it's kind of odd that, or not surprising actually, that 24% of Americans listed turkey as one of the most overrated Thanksgiving foods. Other commonly cited overrated foods were cranberry sauce at 37%, sweet potatoes at 27%. They clearly haven't had mine. Green beans at 25%, and macaroni and cheese at 24%.
Really?
A lot of people actually, 35% say they just go out to dinner on Thanksgiving. They don't actually do the full dinner at their home.
That's what we did last year. It's so nice to have other options.
Where do you go? Kind of a restaurant? Do you go? Do you have the traditional meal at the restaurant, or you just eat out and that's it?
Well, we just had Thanksgiving last year. Lewis and I just had dinner with my parents, and it was at, we live in a little village that has restaurants here, so we just went to a restaurant.
Yeah.
They had the traditional, like, it was a prefix menu, so you could order anything you wanted, fish, whatever, steak, and then they also had what they called the traditional Thanksgiving plate, and that had the turkey and the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and things like that. So I think Lewis and my dad probably did that.
The story this week, it's gotten a lot of buzz. This is trending everywhere. A.C. Moore closing stores all over the country. There are 11 of these stores here in Massachusetts, and 8 of them will open. They're closing on Friday as A.C. Moore and opening on Monday as Michael's, which I find interesting.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple years ago.
Yeah, the inventory.
Yeah. There's 145 of the stores that are actually the total A.C. Moore stores that are closing, and I think only 40 out of the 185 are turning into Michael's.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that at least takes care of 40 of the employees and the rents and all that other good stuff.
And the
stuff,
inventory. So. I don't know what they're going to do with all that.
Happy Thanksgiving from the DJV program. We're going to talk about different types of giving for the holidays as we continue here.
Black Friday week at Sprint is truly a magical time.
I know. I turned my iPhone 6S into this iPhone 11, which has an amazing all-new camera system.
It's true. Right now, when you trade in iPhone 6S or newer in any condition, seriously, any condition, you'll get the powerful new iPhone 11 for $0 a month on a Sprint Flex lease when you switch.
Yeah, an iPhone 6S or an iPhone 11. Or trade your beloved iPhone 7, your trusty iPhone 8, or the amazing iPhone 10.
Take them all to 11. Plus, with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself. But you don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out for 30 days and love it, or get your money back.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. iPhone 11, 64 gigabytes, $0 per month after $29.17 per month credit applied within 2 bills. Requires unlocked trade-in, 18-month lease, new line activation, and proof credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new line of service.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920-MACHINE.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Quarter after the hour here on the DJV program, the holiday season. It's the holiday season, da-da-da-da-da-da. Heartwarming time. You're also going to be bringing some light to causes. It's not just buying presents for people, but helping people who are in need in your community or maybe around the country or around the world. Giving Tuesday coming up, celebrated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving, fueled by the power of social media, collaboration. Last Giving Tuesday, people raised $125 million on Facebook via its fundraising tools. So we've invited Roy O'Winner, who is the communication manager for social impact at Facebook, to talk about this year's effort, people getting involved using Facebook on any number of levels on Giving Tuesday. Roya, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So let's talk about, well, last year I just said, I reviewed 125 mil. That's pretty good. Given that success, what are you looking forward to doing this year?
Yeah, so Facebook and Instagram have become the destination to give back this holiday season and beyond. And this year we're matching $7 million in donations on Giving Tuesday to help people make even bigger impact. And I have to tell you, Giving Tuesday is by far my favorite day on Facebook because you see all the different causes and nonprofits that people care about. Around the holiday season, they're kicking off, like you said, you know, there's Thanksgiving, there's Black Friday, there's Cyber Monday. There's all these moments to consume. But Giving Tuesday is all about giving back, and it really sets off the holiday spirit, I think, in a really beautiful way.
All right. I'm guessing this is not a touchy subject because there has been a lot of scrutiny on some of the social media platforms as to what they air and what they don't air and what they have, what you can see and what you can't. How do you know that the have you vetted, does Facebook vet these various funds, the things that you're suggesting or people find to give to so that they know that their money is going to go where they want it to go?
You got it, Doug. So all nonprofits on Facebook have been vetted either by us or by our partner, which is Network for Good, to make sure that both donors and fundraiser creators have the peace of mind that their funds are going to the right place and those charities are in good standing and they're legitimate organizations. Because what we've found is that people make incredible impact when they have access to these tools. To date, people have raised over $2 billion using Facebook fundraising tools, and that's for nonprofit and personal causes. And sure. I think days like Giving Tuesday really highlight the power of social media to do and be a force of good in the world.
Okay, so you mentioned that Facebook is going to match up to 7 million in donations. How does that take place? How do you do that? What's the mechanism?
You got it. So starting a fundraiser for Giving Tuesday for your favorite nonprofit is the best first step. And starting at 5 a.m. Pacific on Giving Tuesday, the matching begins, and people, as soon as they're donating, are eligible for that $7 million match. As you can imagine, it goes fairly quickly. It's first come, first served. But we have set some donation and matching caps, so no one organization is getting an outsized amount of dollars. And we've taken a lot of feedback from the nonprofit community. This is the third year that we're matching donations. And what I'm really inspired by is beyond that $7 million, it's everyone who's pitching in. It's a lot of people doing what they can, even if what they can is a little bit, which amounted to last year $125 million. I'm excited to see what people do this year.
All right. So to start one of these things, if you have, let's say in your community, there's some charity, there's something in need that's very local, can you start a Facebook fundraiser with that as the basis for the fundraiser?
The best way to do that, Doug, is to actually go check on Facebook.com/fundraisers or a fundraisers tab within the Facebook app, because a lot of organizations, we have over a million nonprofits who can fundraise on Facebook, and it's likely that that local organization is eligible because we partner with, like I said, Network for Good and GuideStar to help bring in these local orgs. And what I love about it is whether you're fundraising for, you know, the animal shelter down the street from your house or St. Jude Children's Hospital, which, you know, operates nationally, you have the opportunity to really lend your voice and say, hey, friends and family, I really care about this cause because, let's say, it's touched you in a certain way. And I think it really helps build community around both those hyper-local causes, but even national causes. I see people who have, you know, been affected by cancer in their families, and every year they fundraise for cancer research. There's people who are connected to different causes, and it's really cool to see.
Well, I think that's part of it here. I think there are causes we all have, like I want to support animal shelters. And I have, because I give thanks for the animals in my life, it's a great focus on Thanksgiving. It's not just about family, but it's about the things that make your life better. And so there are a lot of those. I wanted to probe, and I understand what you're saying. Go to facebook.com/fundraisers to get more information. Facebook.com/fundraisers, and you can start one, you can follow them, you can do what's right. Roya Winner, who is in charge of social impact at Facebook, is here sharing some of these ideas for, it's next Tuesday, remember? Next Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in a 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'll take it slow, just as fast as I can. Why she remember jeans? She don't need no belt, but I can tell them inside out.
This guy's singing at the Gentleman's Club in Washington.
It might be.
Sam Hunt, this is a surprise to no one, has canceled his NASCAR performance, the awards performance, because he got arrested on a DUI last week in Nashville. He's going to be replaced by Chris Jansen. Who's Chris Jansen? Do we know who he is? I don't know.
Country singer.
Country singer, okay.
I'm just excited I know who Sam Hunt is.
Okay. Look at the pictures of him after he got caught in a DUI. The awards,
so bombed.
Yeah. Going the wrong way on an interstate? Come on. Anyway, the NASCAR Awards will be held on the 5th of December, 8 o'clock, in the Music City Center in Nashville. Cassidy Pope co-hosts the event with TV racing analyst Rutledge Wood. Mr. Jansen expressed his excitement to be performing as part of the inaugural awards show in a video message that was up on Twitter. In it, he said, well, he congratulated Kyle Busch on the 24-year-old's recent championship win at the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. 24 years old and he's a winner. That's pretty good, huh? The award show closes a week-long celebration of NASCAR festivities going on in Nashville. December 3rd to 5th, they're going to host the event, which will be filled with fan interactions, music, race cars, driver appearances. How do they do this in the middle of the week? Do people just take off, go there for the week, next week?
I guess, yeah.
I guess so. The news of Hunt dropping out of the event came after he was arrested driving the wrong way down Ellington Parkway in Nashville. Arrest warrant shows Hunt had a blood alcohol level of 1.73. What's legal, 0.8 or something?
So 0.08, yeah. So he was over double the limit.
Skunked. Yeah. He had two open containers in his car. We think he gets the Dummy of the Year award for that one. He released an apology. Good. But for being a dumbass? I'm sorry, I'm a dumbass.
I still think I'm glad he did the apology thing. So many people just try to make it disappear, but still, I mean, there's no excuse for that. But at least he's trying to make amends.
Next up, in the music cove of the DJB program, every hour during this portion of the hour, we have a focus on a couple of music stories. Chris Jansen up next. Turns out he's released his latest single called Done. He says he's now revamping his career. So who knows about his career to this point, Chris Jansen?
It's a good thing. Good thing he's revamping.
Yeah, because nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, I've heard
his
name. I just couldn't tell you what he's
doing. Well, already he has chart-topping singles, Jennifer. He is a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Did you watch the Dolly Parton Grand Ole Opry thing last night? Anybody watch that?
Oh, that was last night? No, I recorded it.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah. Did you see it, Jen?
No, I recorded it. I'll watch it this weekend, probably.
Yeah. It was nice. I was in and out of it a couple of times. It was nicely done. What I liked about it was that there were a lot of references to her early days, some of the outfits. Yeah. She talks about the first hit she had, about it being a dumb blonde. And she looked right in the camera and she says, "I'm not dumb and I'm not blonde." So then you all wonder, okay, what's the real color of her hair? Because she always wears those blonde wigs. So that's cool. Let's see. Jansen says, "I think Done, the song we're talking about and what you're listening to, will be a turning point. I wanted a mid-90s down the middle of the road hit, and that's what we tried to do with this." Aside from the NASCAR awards, Jansen is set to appear in the Macy's Parade. He'll play Brooklyn Barclays Center a couple of days afterwards. Let's see, the 4th of December is there. Part of the big radio station, cover station, New York Stars and Strings 2019. So that's the story of Chris Jansen here on the DJB program, 28 after the hour.
As we watched the suburban garden gnome carefully, carefully without disturbing it, he noticed that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bitter cold is causing havoc for millions of travelers. In the West, the northbound lanes of I-5 heading into Oregon have now reopened. Hundreds were stranded on the freeway for hours. KXL reporter Annette Newell.
The blizzard forced a shutdown that lasted for hours from southern Oregon to northern California. Dozens of miles of four major highways in the Cascades also shut down, the worst on record, according to the Oregon Department of Transportation's Gary Leeming.
I've been with this agency nearly 20 years. I can't think of a Thanksgiving this bad.
Though most highways are back open, they're still requiring drivers to use tire chains.
The big freeze stretches across most of the country.
Winds right now across the Great Lakes gusting over 40, close to 50 miles an hour. And tomorrow, up and down the eastern seaboard, especially in the northeast, winds will be gusting close to 40 miles an hour.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
On the air we are, back on the air we go, DJV show, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're all here at your service, and we are on your side. How many people you listen to or even watch on TV do you think are actually on your side? Think about it. In the news. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what's the latest on Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful? Not so wonderful.
Yeah. In fact, well,
right, Victoria?
this is really not necessarily connected. Well, it's not Kevin O'Leary himself. It's his wife.
Right.
Yeah. So just as a recap, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, the bald guy, he and his wife back in the summertime were up in Canada, and they had been on their boat all day. They were bringing their boat in. It was around 11:30 at night. It was pretty dark. And Linda, his wife, O'Leary, she was driving. And they crashed into a larger boat and ran up on top of the larger boat, instantly killing a person who was on that up on top of the bow. And then a second person was injured pretty badly and had to go to the hospital. Now, Canada's still trying to, I guess they're still investigating this. And now the latest is that Linda O'Leary was given a breathalyzer and had alcohol on her breath. Right. Now, she's issuing a statement saying that, yes, the police did administer an alcohol screening test to her because she was the one driving the boat. But then she told police that she actually drank vodka after the crash, but before she submitted to the breathalyzer.
Okay.
Now, here's the other thing. She also claimed that she couldn't recall exactly who gave her the vodka after the crash. I don't know who has vodka on hand.
That's pretty smart, though.
Oh, no, I wasn't drinking. It was after. Yeah, it was after the crash, but before I took the breathalyzer.
Right.
So that's what she's saying now. And this is the family, the 48-year-old woman, Suzanne Brito, who was killed. Her family has now sued Kevin and Linda O'Leary for wrongful death.
Yeah.
They're looking for all kinds of damages. And now
they found out who he was and there was money he had.
Yeah, well, the O'Leary's lawyer... Yeah, the O'Leary's lawyer said, quote, Linda O'Leary was not impaired. She's a highly experienced boater who was proceeding cautiously with due care and attention, but somehow she ended up on top of another boat, so I'm not really sure. Now, they've maintained from the beginning that the running lights on the larger boat were not on, and that's why they couldn't see the boat, and that's why they crashed. So they claim that no one could have avoided the collision, and that it was...
you could have. If you weren't on the water at the time drinking, you probably could have avoided
it. Well, who needs to be bringing their boat back in at 11:30 at night? I've been on plenty of boats. I grew up on the water. That's just stupid. You're up to no good at 11:30 at night on a boat. Sorry.
Mr. Wonderful, who else was on the boat besides Mr. and Mrs. Wonderful?
I think it's just the two of them.
Well, maybe...
No one else's name has popped up. Only the larger boat held 13 people.
What do we know about her? Is she somebody that you'd know, or is just she's married to
I don't know. She might have businesses on her own, but she's certainly not, you know, famous like
well
he
known.
Is.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So essentially, it looks like because of the alcohol factor, it looks like the wrongful death case got a little more interesting for the family of Suzanne Brito.
Right. Okay, you were talking about being in the dark. Here's my segue serenade when it comes to thinking about being in the dark. We are heard, this program is aired, in Barrow, Alaska. And I got a note from somebody in Barrow, Alaska, that asked me if I knew that the sun is going to set there today and it will not rise again until next year.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
They go into darkness. It's called polar darkness. It lasts for 2 months. Where you will not see the sun at all.
Rough.
There are 4,300 people that live in this community. The next dawn will be, let's see here, January 23rd. So he sent me this note on the 23rd. Okay. January 23rd, 67 days from
That's
now.
That's rough.
Total darkness. How'd you like to live in that reality?
No thanks.
This is something.
Don't they also have in Alaska... and this is based on my movie viewing of that proposal movie with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. Don't they also have part of the year where it's constant daylight?
Yes.
And the opposite is true.
During
6 months from now, there will not be any darkness. It'll be light. That's the farthest, most community in the world that has a population. That is somebody living there other than the North Pole itself. Those people are in and out of there doing their work, their research. But this is a town of 4,300 people. The next on January 23rd, this is hundreds of miles north of the Arctic Circle, the northernmost city, 2,000 miles north. It's 2,000 miles from our furthest continental city, Seattle. 2,000 miles. school teacher in town, posted a photo of the last sunset the other day. Photo caption, photo of our last sunset. The kids and I watched it from our classroom window. So they're in school and the sun is going down. Go to school. Imagine just living in that. I think it's hard for most people. Congratulations to those folks listening to us up in Barrow that you can do that. They changed the name, or the name was, I'm not sure whether this is the earlier name. It's called Utqiagvik. U-T-Q-I-A-G-V-I-K. If you want to look it up, but you can look up Barrow and come up with the same thing. I wouldn't want to live in that deal. Whew. No, thank you. Bad enough that the sun goes down to 4:15 here now. And that's another thing. What at this point in our reality, what in the world good does it do to have the sun go down at 4? Who does it benefit? It doesn't benefit anybody. That's why so many cities and more urging state, because it's a home rule thing, to dump the tradition, which is useless anymore, of daylight savings time. Foolishness. Talking about people in the news, The Rock and Danny DeVito, who are co-starring in the next Jumanji movie, were in San Luca. What is this? Cabo San Lucas in Mexico? Did you go there, Jennifer?
Yes. That's where I used to go all the time, yeah.
Right. So the movie that they're out promoting right now, Jumanji, they were in town, so they decided to crash a wedding.
That's fun. They seem like they'd be so much fun.
I'm sure. The video that was shared this week on The Rock's Instagram account has the two of them, Danny DeVito and The Rock, enjoying a drink by the pool. And then they heard that there was a wedding going on. DeVito looks at The Rock and says, "Ever crash a wedding?" The Rock said, "No." DeVito says, "Okay, let's go."
No time
the
like
two
the
of
present.
Them clink their drinks in agreement, and they proceed to surprise the bride and the groom and the wedding guests by entering the reception singing, "Unforgettable, that's what you are." The reception guests were shocked and thrilled by the duo's performance. Apparently, they were sipping a little tequila.
A little liquid courage to see.
A little
see
liquid courage, right, exactly. The Rock wrote, "It was actually quite beautiful. The love surrounding the wedding couple was so strong. Congratulations to the lovely bride, Christine, and the handsome groom, Will." So there you go. That's what.
Isn't The Rock a newlywed too? Didn't he get married
relatively
a year ago?
Yeah,
but he's been with her.
Had all those kids.
A couple of kids with her. So I think there's probably not a lot of the nuance, the newness of it, if you will. We have podcasts galore. I have a lot of podcasts that you can find at DougStephan.com. The list of all of them: Good Day Health, the podcast, A Good Day Health Show, The American Family Farmer Show, a podcast about what's going on with food and family. The metaphysical show, Your Hidden Power, at Your Hidden Power Show. And then there's the DJV Show podcast. The most recent one has a discussion of Michael Bloomberg's strategy after announcing his presidential run. We also talk about Taylor Swift and what a fabulous night she had at the American Musical Awards. And then Andrew Yang became a focus of ours. What's he doing to make sure all the candidates get equal treatment? If you have holiday plans, we discuss how the weather this week will impact travel. Also, there's a focus on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and the big deals you can find on Black Friday. All these in the podcast that's up right now at djvshow.com. You can follow our social media feeds on Twitter at djvshow or at facebook.com/djvshow.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope.
To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day, because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take 3 times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is sponsored by the National Insurance Crime Bureau. In 2018, a motor vehicle was stolen every 42.2 seconds in the United States. Those thefts, when added together, resulted in a $6.3 billion loss. This level of theft has not been seen since 1967. Frank Scafidi, Public Affairs Director, National Insurance Crime Bureau, discusses tips to protect your vehicle.
Many thefts occur because owners forget to lock their cars or remove their keys or fobs, making it easy for thieves. Invest in a security device that is visible or audible, and consider installing a kill switch or fuel cutoff, because if your vehicle can't be started, it can't be stolen.
Lastly, invest in a tracking device that emits a signal to the police or to a monitoring station. Some systems employ telematics, which combine GPS and wireless technologies that will alert the owner if the vehicle has been moved and can be tracked via computer. To learn more safety tips, visit NICB.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, we're canoodling here on the DJV program. What a great word that is. Canoodle. So everybody say canoodle.
I don't even know what it means, but
canoodle.
Yankee canoodle. Oh, canoodle. Doodle.
Yankee doodle. Yankee doodle. Canoodle. Kara, say canoodle. You want to explain also what that means? Kara's...
Doesn't it just mean like cuddling?
Yeah.
It's just another word of fraternize.
Probably closer to fraternization. We're talking about Justin Timberlake and the hussy that's in the movie with him that's trying to hustle.
Well, no, we're not blaming. This is on him. We're not blaming her. Although she does know that he has a wife, and she does not
on
need
his
to.
Thigh.
Yeah, she does not need to be resting her hand on his thigh. But this is I'm mad at him, and he wasn't wearing his wedding ring.
So Jennifer, what happens if Jeff puts his hand on a woman's thigh?
He wouldn't.
Besides yours. He what?
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't have a hand anymore.
Okay.
That's what would happen.
All right. What about you, Victoria? Lewis, nobody is
Lewis
worrying about that.
Lewis would be missing a hand and something else.
Really?
What?
Bunga. In-game advertising during the upcoming Super Bowl has completely sold out at an average of $5.5 million a spot.
Wow.
And according to Sports Media Watch, the NFL game between the Cowboys and the Patriots drew a record, all-time record audience. What is there, I ask this always, about people? I remember I went to that Ohio State game, and my friend Arthur, he and his wife went with me to see my friend Ralph and his wife, Joni, who went to school with me. And there Ralph is a nutbird about Ohio State. He went to Ohio State, and he was just crazy. He wanted, he'd been after us to go for 3 years to a game, so we finally went. And I sat there, and Ralph kept trying to get me interested in what was going on, and he knew that I was. And first of all, I didn't feel well, but looking at that stuff going on out there, I didn't, you know, woof. Yeah, anyway, I guess I'm in the minority. A lot of people watching these TV events. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
He's the company manager of the pet show, and therefore in charge of the content of this fabulous program. There are tips from Warren every day on the DJV show, and he actually graces us with his presence in the early morning hours. And so anyway, he's happy to remind us that we should be careful with him, not do anything that is overly dramatic that would put him on a course for certain disaster, because it's early in the morning. All right, so we got a couple of things here. You saw that the House of Representatives passed a bill that makes animal cruelty now a federal crime. President signed it. What do you think of that? It's about time.
Great idea, but I don't know why it took so long. We've been talking about it for, what, 50 years?
Yeah. The slow.
No, seriously,
move.
Seriously.
The hands of justice in Washington. Yeah.
What kind of negotiations takes place about not hurting animals? Why is there a negotiation?
Why
just
is
don't
there
do
any
it.
Discussion? Yeah.
Exactly.
Hello, ding, 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 ding. So there are kinds of penalties for doing it. We've actually had several different conversations on the program about it and what it is that gets people to think that it's okay to injure or kill an animal. in any way, shape, or form. And then we talk about food and the things that people eat, and I suppose it becomes judgmental then at that point. But I don't get what people think is okay about this. I just don't.
And here's the bottom line, Doug. Hurt an animal, go to jail. It's that simple.
Yeah, okay, there
it's
we go.
That
Now, the holidays are upon us. Stress on your dog, your cat, yes or no? Is this a good time of year for your pet or a bad time, or is it sort of nonplus?
You know, I just put this up. The holiday season should be fun for everyone, and your dogs and cats included. But so many people are stressed out this time of year. And if you don't work on decreasing your stress levels for your own sake, you should do it for your dog or cat, because the stress that you're going through goes from one end of the leash to the other end of the leash. And stress really affects our pets not only psychologically but physiologically as well.
But don't you think that people think that the dogs and cats, I mean, under the circumstances, they're stress relievers? When I give Daisy May a big hug, there's a lot of stress that comes out. Now, whether I'm transferring that energy to her, I hope I'm not. But there's a stress that's relieved. The animals are our pals, and they help us with stuff like that, right?
Listen, you're not going to get an argument from me that animals help relieve stress. But on the other hand, the woman or man who's cooking a turkey and drops it on the floor and the dog runs over to that turkey is already stressed out, so they're going to take it out on the dog. So this time of year, I get so many people calling me that I'm in the kitchen and the dog was bothering me, or the cat's jumping on the countertop. So normally what people would accept is less acceptable this time of year because they're so busy and they're so stressed out themselves. So normal behavior on our dog or cat may be exasperated by people just on the fact that they're stressed out themselves. So stress goes from one end of the leash to the other, just so you know. On the other hand, people that are stressed out can get that stress relief from a dog, but the person that's going crazy, wrapping presents, cooking, and all that stuff at one time, they're stressing their pets out. Take it from me.
All right. So what to eat and what not to eat, what to give the dog from the table. Again, this would seem to be common sense. Like, hello, chicken bones, turkey bones, do not give them to your dog. Doesn't everybody know that, Warren?
Yeah, they do, but there's a lot more than just turkey bones. Obviously, common sense say keep bones away from your dog, but even the skin of a turkey, it's fatty food, and it's really tough for dogs to digest and can cause pancreatitis. Stuffing. Now, here's something, you know, Victoria, you brought this up about onions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuffing includes scallions, garlic, and onions, all three of which are toxic to animals and can cause anemia. So keep the stuffing. Mushrooms. If your dog eats mushrooms, they can experience seizures and vomiting. Nutmeg. Who would think? Nutmeg. Pumpkin and sweet potatoes are good for your dog, but make sure they don't contain nutmeg. It can cause, actually can cause hallucinogenic situations with your
dog. Really?
And here's something you don't think about. What about alcohol? I mean, no one's going to give their dog a martini, but if you leave alcohol sitting around, or some of those sweeter drinks that maybe people have, you know, around the holidays, alcohol can be, and nuts can be very dangerous. And raw dough. People are cooking all those great bakery things and those rolls. So keep those away. And sage. I didn't even know this. Sage is very dangerous for dogs as well. Contains oils and resins that can upset your dog's stomach and do a number on his central nervous system. And of course, we know about chocolate. So here's what I do, okay? I have people come over Thanksgiving or other holidays. Just make sure I always set a bowl aside specifically with items for the pets. So people know, if you want to give my dogs a treat, hey, fine, I have no problem with that. But these are the healthy treats for them. You eat the turkey and other stuff yourself.
I'm looking at the dog catalog for gift ideas. All kinds of things in there. You want to be careful of what you buy for your dog, your cat for Christmas. Put some thought into it, I think Warren would advise. Warren Eckstein here from The Pet Show at thepetshow.com, here on the DJV Show, 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.